VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. President Trump and top lawmakers met again today in a bid to end the impasse over border security. A new group of lawmakers was sworn into office Thursday in what is now a democratically led House of Representatives. On the same day, the House passed a plan to reopen the federal government by funding most of the impacted agencies through September 30th, but nothing for a border wall. The Senate is unlikely to pass the House proposal, which puts Speaker Nancy Pelosi in a difficult position early in her role. But Deputy White House Press Secretary Hogan Gidley said today's meeting should result in a way to reopen the government.
I think we can come to a solution here. If they will just acknowledge the situation that exists on the border, that most Americans understand, that most people now see with the video of people coming across this border, if she can just do that, I think we can come to a solution that actually benefits the American people.
The partial U.S. government shutdown is now in its 14th day. 800,000 federal employees have been furloughed or are working without pay. Mexico has formally asked the United States for an exhaustive investigation into a New Year's Day incident in which U.S. agents fired non-lethal weapons to stop migrants from breaching the border. Border agents fired tear gas and pepper spray on January 1st near San Diego. At the time, Border Protection said the tear gas had been used against migrants throwing rocks, different from those trying to cross into the United States. The Department of Homeland Security has asked the military to provide more help securing the U.S.-Mexico border, a defense official said Friday, amid a political standoff over President Trump's demand for more money to build a wall. The acting Secretary of Defense, Pat Shanahan, has not decided how to respond to the request, but in the past, the Pentagon has provided help when asked. The private data of hundreds of German politicians, including Chancellor Angela Merkel, has been hacked and posted on Twitter. A government spokeswoman said the initial review has indicated that no sensitive information or data of Merkel's had been leaked. Celebrities and journalists were also targeted in the hack. This is VOA News. The United States